It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week, Jackie, Jerry, and Gina Vitale, my mom, my dad, and my sister. It was my mom who put the spirit of adventure in me, and she did it by encouraging me when I thought I would find interest in a new pursuit or a new activity. But more importantly, she fostered that spirit of adventure by instilling within me a good, strong foundation of self-esteem. Now, my mom didn't create that self-esteem within me by making sure that I got a gold star for everything or that I was praised from the mountaintops about all the effort that I was making and the things I was trying. She certainly encouraged and applauded as I was taking on new adventures in my childhood, but she also made sure that I learned to fail. She wanted to make sure that I knew when I missed the mark and fell flat on my face, that no matter what, I was still a valuable human being. And that's the foundation for the self-esteem that my mom gave me, that fosters the spirit of adventure, that causes me to try new things again and again and again, because my value is not tied into the outcome. Therefore, it's easier to find the courage to try. And when you're willing to try and try and try, it's there that you'll find the spirit of adventure that bring about a lifetime of experiences. Throughout my childhood, my dad and I were always at polar opposites over any issue. We just could never see eye to eye. However, somewhere around my mid-20s, I looked back and I realized that the things that served me best in life from my father are the things I hated most when I was growing up. My dad taught me that when something bugs us or irritates us, it's then that we need to pay attention, because all those things that my dad taught me as a father, not a friend, serve me well today, but boy, did they irritate me in my youth. So today, when something irritates me, I believe to first see if it irritates me because it's striking a nerve. It was my father who also taught me the valuable lesson that the closer we are with somebody, the more we care for them, the harder it is to do the very thing we need to do to help them, is to tell them what they need to hear and not what they want to hear. My father wasn't interested in being my friend and being popular with me. He was interested in being a father and making sure that I had what I needed to live my life. And it was my sister Gina who showed me that our greatest growth, our greatest achievements, our greatest experiences more often than not come out of great times of unrest. My sister was an outstanding high school student and breezed through college, though she worried about it a lot. It was important to her, and she decided that she was going to be a lawyer. Shortly after arriving at law school, she realized that profession was not for her. Many would have sunk into a life of quiet desperation following the inertia that they put themselves to get them into that position. But she tore herself away, as hard as it was. And out of that, she became a special education teacher. And she was a stronger, smarter, happier woman because of that crisis. Several years later, after having three children, she found herself becoming a single mom. And out of all of that turmoil and transition, on the other side, several years later, was a woman in charge of her life, raising her family, making a great life for them all. I've heard it said that the Chinese symbol for crisis is the exact same symbol for opportunity. I'm not sure if that's true, but I like to think that it is, because there is very little opportunity to become stronger, better, smarter, and create a lifetime of experiences when the winds are not bringing about a few waves into our lives. Because it's the set of our sail and not the gale that makes us go. And when there's no wind, we row. So thanks, Mom, Dad, and Gina, for the gift of a spirit of adventure based on a foundation of self-esteem by first learning to fail. The gift of paying attention when something strikes a nerve, as we might be hearing something we need to hear versus what we want to hear. And the gift of working through all turmoil, step by step, piece by piece, because it's there we'll find things, we'll find gifts that we didn't know we had. Thanks for listening, and never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.